Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out to the phones. Joining us now, talk about the Bengals from their perspective because he plays for them. Let's bring in linebacker Vincent Ray. Vincent, we appreciate your time. Welcome to the program. It's Vinny and Haney here in Baltimore.
Hey, thank you. Good to be on.
All right, so you got the Ravens coming up here. You're coming off a tough L against the New Orleans Saints, and I know you want to put that one in the rearview mirror as quickly as possible, but as that was all unfolding, what were you thinking, going, can we get a do-over here?
Man, that was a tough L indeed, and you know, that was a rough game. I mean, that was a hot team. We couldn't get them off the field. We didn't even make them punt once. But you know what? I'm glad to be going to Baltimore. That's a place we've gone to a lot. I mean, played them twice a year, every year. So we're excited for this one.
Vincent, when I watched the film, I was rather disappointed in the film. It looked to me like you guys were confused. Fundamentally, I thought it was poor. And I know Marvin. I've worked with Marvin before. And we had Tyler Boyd on yesterday, and he says that Marvin showed you guys clips of when you were playing physical, playing good defense at the beginning of the year, and then showed you some clips of when you were playing poorly. What do you guys take from that? Because it sounds like to me Marvin's talk for this week is let's get back to being physical.
Absolutely. That's been the mantra for the team. I feel offense, defense, and special teams in all three phases, it's about playing physical and getting back to who we are. I agree with Coach Lewis that earlier in the season we were playing extremely fast in all phases, but for whatever reason we've been lax and we haven't been playing as hard. We haven't been playing as one. We haven't been tight together and just enforcing our will on our opponents. So it's going to be fun this week getting back to that. Just knowing that every snap is a one-on-one matchup. And you just got to go win your snap. Just out-physical your opponent. It's going to be a fun one.
Now, Vincent, I would imagine that, Marvin, you get back to the – when you're having issues like that, you get back to the basics and you run, you know – and I'm sure Marvin probably – I've heard Marvin give the speech before. If we can only run one defense correctly, we're going to run it and run it right. You know, this is when you kind of narrow things down and run fewer things and do them right.
Absolutely. We're still, you know, the game plan is going to be simpler, but we're still going to have some wrinkles in there, some variations. We can't just line up and run one single thing
right
every snap, but we're going to mix some things up. But at the end of the day, they're going to have an idea what we're going to do. You know, they know us real well, and especially this week, they're going to have a good idea. But we just have to go out there and win our snap, every snap. Whoever's trying to block us, we have to get on and off the blocks, and we just cannot allow our guy to make the tackle. It's a game of one-on-one matchups, and we got to win each snap. And we're excited for this game because we're excited to go out there and play just great fundamental football. Don't let them throw. Don't let them pass. Tackle to catch. And Coach Lewis preaches one thing ever since I got here. He's always said three T's, tackling, third down, takeaways.
Now, Vincent, do you guys go look at, like, when you played Carolina? Because it more than likely, I mean, because Flacco didn't practice today, and I don't know if you know,
no,
but
Lamar Jackson
didn't practice today either, so RG3 was the only one. So do you guys go back, because you've got to prepare for – not a drop-back quarterback in Joe, but more of a run-pass option type guy. Do you go back and study, you know, like Carolina film and those types of things to see more of what you're going to expect offensively?
Oh, wow. First, I didn't even know about that Jackson didn't practice today.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, wow. Yes. Tell Marvin. Tell Marvin.
You're welcome. All
right, I'll let him know.
Tell Hugh. By the way, what is Hugh Jackson's role?
Well, he's been out there. He's been helping, I think, all three phases, especially the defense. When we're out there on defense, the one thing he says, which, I've been here with Coach Jackson, and one thing he says, he's like, hey, go compete right now. Even though it's practice, even though, we just finished warming up, but it doesn't matter. Go compete. Go win your snap. Don't let the offense run the ball, and don't let your man catch it. So he just heightens the intensity. So I love when he's out there. I love him being back with us. That's going to be huge. But yeah, we haven't checked out Carolina film yet, but we do know what Jackson brings to the table. We saw he's played in all the games, and especially he started the Hall of Fame game in the preseason. He played in another game there in the preseason a whole lot. So we know what he brings to the table. And then, heck, a lot of us watched him in college. So we got an idea, but we know we're just going to have to – every man's going to have to get to the ball and play assignment football when he's in the game. And still, you got to guard your man because he can throw it.
And I would say you probably need to watch a little RG3 too, since Lamar's not practicing today. Here's what the report was. RG3 is the only quarterback at practice today.
Wow.
It was a one-man gang
yes.
out there.
So now, Lamar, what does he, because they're going to run the run-pass option, does his running concern you more than his passing, or does his passing concern you more?
You definitely got to be concerned with his running at number one. There's certain coverages that you just cannot allow him to just run the ball. If it's third and five, third and six, we can't allow him to run it for a first down. So our defensive line is going to be key in knowing how to rush him.
Stay in your lanes.
But also, coach had been showing us in on film that Flacco, he's had more rushes than he usually does. So when the pocket's breaking down, he's looking to run a little more this year.
Not this week.
Yeah, not this week. We know he's coming off a little hip injury. You have to watch him on third down, especially as rushers. But if you're guarding your man, make sure you have your guy. Don't be looking at the quarterback when he's running, because we've seen Jackson – run or move in the pocket and then launch it because somebody's not guarding their guy.
Vincent Ray, linebacker, Cincinnati Bengals. They'll be in town Sunday taking on the Ravens, M&T Bank Stadium. Vincent, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you, and you're welcome for that Lamar Jackson news we just shared with you.
Man, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, buddy.
Go tell Marvin that we gave you a little info.
I got you.
All right. All right, thanks, Vincent.
All right.
Vincent Ray.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.